And it's 117 at Kate Radio, and last night was the opener. Winter sports is officially here. Albert Lea girls hockey had their opener against Fairmont last night. They skated to a 2-2 overtime tie. Head coach of our Tigers, Mark Goskison, is going to join us to talk about that game and games coming up of this week. Mark, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Now, Mark, in his third year as the head coach, and before we talk about this year's team and talk about last night's game, I was looking back. Your team, very successful last season, played very well against a lot of the Big Nine Conference schools, because what I saw on the schedule, were you limited to only taking on Big Nine schools last season?
Yes, we were. And then this year we're back to our where we can play 25 games. So,
talk about some of the key players that were on last year's team that are making up this year's squad.
Well, we still have our senior Lucy Stay and Esther Yoon and Melania Thompson, our three seniors. We don't have any juniors, and then the rest are kind of younger players, but we still have our freshman defensemen, Olivia and Mika, that are going to be big contributors this year.
Talk about goaltending. It looked like you graduated a senior last year. Who was in the net last night?
We had Rachel Doppelhammer at her first game in net for us last night. So she got a few shots at 27, and we put 41 on the other net. So
a lot of shots on goal. Some good goaltending last night. Again, Mark Goskison, head coach of the Albert Lea girls hockey team. And let's talk about the game. Nobody's scoring. We're in the second period. Fairmont gets a shorthanded goal. Talk about the goal from freshman Lily Steven that tied things up.
Yeah, that was her first varsity goal, and she came down the ice, put the puck in the net, and kind of took the goal off the pegs. But she got her in.
Fairmont would take the lead late in the third. Your team kind of had a scramble with 2:29 to go. A goal from a senior Lucy Stay. You mentioned her, and talk about the goal that ended up sending things to overtime.
Yeah, that one ended up being a power play goal that she come out of the corner and put it in the net for us. So that was a nice little power play goal.
Talk about overtime. You mentioned shots on goal. You guys last night outshot them 41-27. I think I saw 8-1 shots on goal in that overtime period. So I'm assuming you had some decent chances to win it in overtime.
Yeah, we did definitely got our shots. We just got to find the back of the net is going to be some things we're going to have to concentrate on. But overall, I thought we played pretty decent.
2-2 overtime tie to start the season. Again, Mark Goskison, head coach of Albert Lea girls hockey. And I don't know if you have the roster in front of you, but talk about the main lines. Talk about who makes up each line for Albert Lea girls hockey.
Oh, I don't have the roster in front of me right now.
That's okay. Don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's all right. No, we've got fairly decent three lines that we can play this year. It's one of those things where you're never sure, if you try and stack stuff up or play things through and we're trying a little bit different, trying to run three lines and see how that fits in. So we have, Lucy, Esther, Melina. There's, even we had seventh grader Morgan playing up two on that line a little bit. And then we have Hannah and Hannah, Lucy, Morgan line. That worked out pretty good too. So there's different combinations. We have our Lily, Taylor, Araya. There's a bunch of them that, Shelby Evans, too, is another one that can put the puck in the net. So we just have to find those combinations.
2-2 overtime tie with Fairmont last night. And, Mark, I'll look into the schedule next week at Woodbury on Tuesday, at Red Wing on Thursday, and then a week from tomorrow, Gentry Academy comes to Albert Lea. Does that sound correct?
Yep, that's what we got.
And how did Woodbury get on the schedule? That's a little bit of a cruise. We're going to be there bringing the game to everybody on Tuesday night. But how did Woodbury get on the calendar?
That's good. You know, and I do not know. I know that I know that some of the games were kind of hard to try and get scheduled. So, you know, throughout all the coaches were kind of sending stuff out to everybody to pick up games. And, you know, sometimes I just shoot emails over to Paul Durbon and athletic director, and he's doing a good job at putting things together, getting both our teams, all their games in that we need this year. So
probably a case of you had an open Tuesday night, you're looking for a game. Woodbury said, we'll play a game, and I'm assuming they'll probably come back down here next year to even things out. And I saw they're a double-A team, so that should be a very good test early in the season.
Yeah, that and Gentry, of course. You know, they won it last year, and they're a double-A team that, you know, I hear from a lot of different coaches that they didn't want to play them, and so we thought, well, bring it down.
Yeah, Gentry Academy, that'll be in Albert Lea a week from a Saturday. It's a school that I think just came on the spotlight or in hockey just this last year, correct? Their first year, I think, with the Minnesota High School League, and both the girls and the boys teams won.
Yeah, so last year was their first year in the high school league, and I think that's probably why they played the single A and then move on from there. But they've always been on the girls' side. They've put together some pretty decent teams for several years.
You can't get any better, especially early in the season, if you're not taking on good competition, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Bring on the best. Woodbury on Tuesday, again at Red Wing on Thursday, Gentry Academy in Albert Lea, 7:15, 7:30 start a week from tomorrow. Our second broadcast of the year, we're going to be over in Austin a week from Tuesday for the Tigers and the Packers right here on KATE. Again, Mark Goskison, head coach, Albert Lea Girls Hockey, recapping last night's 2-2 overtime tie and giving us a look at the 2021-2022 Tiger Girls Hockey team. Mark, thank you so much for the time, and I will talk to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks a lot.